What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 166 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. Really, can you do me a favor? Just get two friends to listen to this episode, then chat with them about it. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Day Tripper. Welcome back to episode 166 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Day Tripper. The phrase day tripper in the 1960s was used to refer to someone who failed to fully embrace the hippie lifestyle. They might dress the part for a concert or festival. It's like they were just a weekend hippie. And this was the idea of the inspiration for the Beatles song Day Tripper. Here's a little bit of the lyrics. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out now. She was a day tripper. One-way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out. And I found out. So you're getting part of this feel for the day tripper. Someone who, you know, I guess we'd call them a weekend warrior nowadays. Someone who's sort of one foot in and one foot out. But always looking for the easy way out, as the words say in this lyrics. So I guess I want to start by asking you, are you a day tripper? Are you someone who's taking the easy way out? Always looking for a shortcut? Living at sort of 50% effort, really only giving half of what you've got to offer to whatever it is? Are you sliding through life without facing any challenges? We're dealing with any consequences. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today, and I'd like to do today's episode as a walkabout. So let's walk together on what I'll call Motivation Mountain. Along our walkabout, we'll see quotes from people who took no shortcuts, did not take the easy way out. Are you ready? Let's start up the trail. The first marker I see is a quote by an American motivational writer from the 1900s, William Arthur Ward. And he said, "Adversity causes men to break, others to break records." Whew! So are you someone who breaks under adversity or break records because of them? How do you react to adversity, to pressure? Are you someone who runs away from adversity? Do you usually break under pressure, or do you simply avoid it at all costs? What if you choose today to face the next decision or situation of adversity or pressure head on? Who could stand with you? Do you know what you're really capable of if you've just been taking the easy way out in the past? Okay, already a lot to think about from just the first signpost. And some of you were already thinking, if I try to have something head on that I'm ready to face it head on, I'll only screw it up. Or how would I even do that if I want to face something head on? Well, let's keep walking and see what the next sign says. Okay, here's the marker. It's a quote by French philosopher from the 1600s, René Descartes. And I think this begins to answer some of the questions I just asked. And René Descartes says, and I quote, "You just keep pushing. You keep pushing. I made every mistake that could be made, but I just kept pushing." Wow. So if you're used to taking the easy way out, if you're used to being a day tripper, it means you haven't been pushing through things. maybe mistakes that you've made in the past have paralyzed you and riddled you with guilt and shame. Are you too hard on yourself about that? Well, remember, we all make mistakes every day. In our addiction, we've burnt so many bridges, lost so many relationships. We've also failed at rehab so many times. We can either take the easy way out and quit because of them, or we can choose to just keep pushing through and moving forward. Well, let's move forward on this walkabout, okay? I'm coming up on the next marker, and it's a quote from Hall of Fame boxer Sugar Ray Robinson. And it says, "To be a champ, you have to believe in yourself when no one else will." Whew. Are you ready to dig deep and find the you inside that you know is a good person and can make it? Don't settle for battling just to stay clean. Do what Sugar Ray Robinson says, believe in yourself. Become a champ. The one that no temptation will want to test. Just like the contenders that fear facing the champ, you'll find temptation fearing you because you become a champ. Are you getting motivated? Or are you letting the encouragement of these quotes just go in one ear and out the other? Well, let's walk a little further together. The next marker speaks to our negative thoughts, our pessimism, our self-doubt. It is by Olympic champion Mary Lou Retton. And it says, "Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you." Wow. That's a huge challenge to face. Choose to be optimistic and see if you become a happiness magnet. If you can't be positive, hang with someone who is. Mimic them. Repeat what they're doing. Repeat their phrases until you begin to see life the same way that they do. And see if you don't become what Mary Lou Retton promises, a happiness magnet. That as you turn into believing in yourself and ready to face challenges head on because you're optimistic that you can handle them, happy people, people who are there to support you, will just show up because you'll be a happiness magnet. Well, I'm coming up on the last marker on today's walkabout, and it's a quote by boxing legend Muhammad Ali. He said, "Don't count the days, make the days count." I think this is a good one to really pull us in at the end here, because people who look for shortcuts are always counting the days until their situation or circumstances can change. The challenge for Muhammad Ali is stop sitting around waiting for change to come. Get up, get active, make your change happen. Don't try to take the easy way out and hope other people do the hard work for you. Be someone who's believing in themselves, optimistic, and making some positive things every day. Making the day count, not just have it be another day that you're counting the days of failure. In closing, stop being a day tripper. Live your life 100%. Embrace challenges and make every day count. Keep pushing. Believe in yourself. Stay positive. Become the champion that you were meant to be. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you would like to join an online group or get one-on-one counseling, please message me on the link in this podcast or by email at david@atod.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. You can keep in touch with what we're doing in From A to D by following me on Instagram @davidfromatod. For our Spotify listeners, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide on that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay strong.